إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. I welcome all of you. We continue tonight and we go back to resuming our normal classes. And tonight we continue reading from Sharh Aqidat al-Salaf Ashab al-Hadith, the explanation of the creed of the Salaf and the people of Hadith by our noble Shaykh al-Allama Rabi' ibn Hadi al-Madkhali Hafidhahullah, who is explaining in this book the book of Al-Imam al-Sabuni, Aqidat al-Salaf, the book of Al-Imam Abi Uthman al-Sabuni rahimahullah. I'm going to read to you the paragraph that the Shaykh is going to explain. قال الشيخ أبو عثمان فأما اللفظ بالقرآن فإن الشيخ أبا بكر الإسماعيلي الجرجاني رحمه الله ذكر في رسالته التي صنفها لأهل جيلان قال فيها إن من زعم أن لفظه بالقرآن مخلوق يريد به القرآن فقد قال بخلق القرآن. وذكر ابن مهدي الطبري في كتابه الاعتقاد الذي صنفه لأهل هذه البلاد أن مذهب أهل السنة والجماعة القول بأن القرآن كلام الله سبحانه ووحيه وتنزيله وأمره ونهيه غير مخلوق، ومن قال مخلوق فهو كافر بالله العظيم، وأن القرآن في صدورنا محفوظ وبألسنتنا مقروء وفي مصاحفنا مكتوب وهو الكلام الذي تكلم الله به. ومن قال إن القرآن بلفظه مخلوق أو لفظي به مخلوق فهو جاهل ضال كافر بالله العظيم. قال الشيخ الإمام أبو عثمان وإنما ذكرت هذا الفصل بعينه من كتاب ابن مهدي لاستحسان ذلك منه، فإنه اتبع السلف أصحاب الحديث فيما ذكره مع تبحره في علم الكلام وتصانيفه الكثيرة فيه وتقدمه وتبرزه عند أهله. قال الشيخ أخبرنا أبو عبد الله الحافظ رحمه الله قال قرأت بخط أبي عمرو المستملي، سمعت أبا عثمان سعيد بن أشكاب الساش يقول سألت إسحاق بن إبراهيم أي بن راهويا بنيسابور عن اللفظ بالقرآن فقال لا ينبغي أن يناظر في هذا، القرآن كلام الله غير مخلوق. The last point, it was about the Quran. It was about the Quran and from the aqidah of the Salaf that the Quran is the word of Allah and it is not created. And of course we're reading from aqidah al-Salaf because the last week we were reading from Usul al-Sunnah of Imam Ahmad, and that's one of the points we stopped at. One of the points we covered is about the Quran. But we're not in Usul al-Sunnah, but we're in aqidah al-Salaf. As you see, the aqidah is the same. You take different books, different ulama, and they talk about the same thing. Okay? And different times as well. Here he says in Aqidat al-Salaf, as for the pronunciation of the Qur'an, the Shaykh Abu Bakr Ismail al-Jarjani rahimahullah said in his book which he compiled for the people of Jailan, if someone insists that his pronunciation of the Qur'an is created, intending by this the Qur'an, then he has said that the Qur'an is created. Ibn Mahdi al-Tabari has mentioned in his book Al-I'tiqad, which he wrote for the people of his country, of this country, that the madhab of Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah is to say that the Qur'an is the speech of Allah, the one free of all deficiencies, and his revelation which he has sent down, his prohibitions and commands are not created. One who says that they are created is an unbeliever, in Allah, the All-Powerful. Also the Quran that we memorize in our hearts, recite with our tongues, and write in our books, is the speech that Allah, the Most Mighty and the Majestic, spoke with. Here once again the refutation against the Jahmiyyah, as the Shaykh again mentioned, and we have to also warn the people against those contemporary, and I wish and I hope they are temporary too, not just contemporary people who put themselves out there, and who else, who knows who put them out there, like Yusuf Istes, who he says that the Quran that is you recite and that which is written in the Masahib is not the Quran. It's not the Quran. But here it says that it is the Quran. Tayyib. Also the Quran that we memorize in our hearts, recite with our tongues, and write in our books is the speech that Allah the Most Mighty and the Most Majestic spoke with. One who says the Quran with my pronunciation is created, or my pronunciation of the Quran is created, is an ignorant, misguided, unbeliever in Allah, the All-Powerful. After mentioning this, Imam al-Sabuni says about this man, Ibn Mahdi al-Tabari, he says, I only mention this chapter exactly as it occurs in Ibn Mahdi's book because of my approval of what he wrote. For he adopted the way of the Salaf in this matter, the people of Hadith, in what he mentioned, in spite of this man's in-depth knowledge of ilm al-kalam. So this man is the ilm al-kalam, and his many works in that field, and his high position and excellence amongst the people of ilm al-kalam, the rhetoric, which is not a good thing. However, in this point, he has the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. I was informed that an Imam Abu Uthman al-Sabuni also continued by saying in his aqidah al-Salaf, I was informed by Abu Abdullah al-Hafiz, min al-Hakim, the great Imam, Sahib al-Mustadrak, Rahimahullah, who said, I read the writing of Abu Amr al-Mustamli and heard Abu Uthman Sa'id ibn Ashkab al-Sash says, I asked Ishaq ibn Rahaway in Naysabur about the words of the Quran, and he said, no one should argue about this issue. The Quran is the speech of Allah and it is not created. نعم قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله تعالى في الشرح بعد بيانه الحكم في من يقول بخلق القرآن قال رحمه الله فأما اللفظ بالقرآن أي الذي يتستر ويقول لفظي بالقرآن مخلوق ما حكمه الشيخ ربيع in explaining this paragraphs he says الإمام الصابوني رحمه الله in a previous paragraph before this one, if you remember, I know it's been a couple of weeks, alhamdulillah, because we took a break from this book and we were reading from the book of Usul al-Sunnah of Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah. But just that's what the Shaykh is saying here, is that in the previous paragraphs that preceded this one, Al-Imam al-Sabuni, he mentioned clearly from the works of Ahl al-Hadith, the people, the Salaf, the Ulama, the rulings pertaining to anyone who says that the Quran is created. Okay, what is the ruling regulations? What is the Islamic verdict for those who say that the Quran is makhluq, is created? Now here, in this paragraph, he deals with another point. For those people who they say, they don't say now the Quran is created, but they say the pronunciation is created. The recitation of the Quran, when they read the Quran, is created. Shaykh Rabi Hamadali says why he's bringing this, because he's bringing this to refute those who they hide behind this statement. Okay? those who, instead of saying Al-Quran is created, now they switch their statements to this one. My recitation, their recitation of the Quran is created, and they hide behind this because the Shaykh is going to tell us later on, Shaykh Rabi' in the explanation, as you're going to hear, inshallah, tell us why these people began to say this. You know, we're going to know why certain people, they couldn't say the Quran is created anymore, and they began to say, oh, guess what? The recitation is created. Because the people of Bid'ah and Ahwa, they play a lot of games. They play games. Whenever they are tackled and put in a corner, they try to get another one. So he said, what is the ruling of this person as well? The one who says his recitation of the Quran is created. You guys taking notes? Huh? Jazakum Allah khair. Tayyib. يقول الإمام أحمد إنه جهمي مثل الجهمية كما في أصول السنة مر معنا هذا قريبا. Here is the answer. What is the ruling of this person who does not say clearly the Quran is created, but this person now is saying his recitation of the Quran is created? What is the ruling of this person? Shaykh Rabi'i says the answer is from this great Imam, Al-Imam Ahmad rahimahullah. Al-Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, he says, هو جهمي مثل الجهمية. He is a جهمي. Same ruling of جهمية, who say Quran is created, apply on this person. وبيّن ذلك الإمام إسماعيل بن عبد الرحمن الصابوني رحمهullah كما سيأتي أن الجهمية كانوا يصرحون بأن القرآن مخلوق. الإمام إسماعيل بن عبد الرحمن الصابوني, the Shaykh says, as we're gonna get to know later on, he made that clear. He made that clear. Why? Because the Jahmiyyah is deviant sect. They used to clearly say Quran is created. They used to say that. They didn't have to use tricks, or they used to go straight to the point. All right? They went out there and say Quran is created. لماذا? Why they said it like that? Why they have this boldness? Why they don't have now, like in this, after that moment, after some time, they couldn't say Quran is created. You see? Now why they used to say it? Who remember? Why they used to go out and say Quran is created? Who remember? Jahmiyyah. Ahsant. Because the Dawla was with them. The government was with them. The Khalifa, he was upon that, sponsoring and endorsing that aqidah. You see? لماذا قال لأن الدولة كانت معهم والصول والجولة بأيديهم فكانوا يجاهرون بأن القرآن مخلوق بل سجنوا وقتلوا وضربوا العياذ بالله. So before the Jahmiyya, in the beginning they used to say Quran is created openly. Openly. Don't fear anyone. Why? Because the Dawla was with them. You know, the government, if we can say it like that, was with them. And they had the upper hand. Because they have the rulers, three rulers with them. Three rulers. And at that time, they didn't have three rulers at one time. When this happened, this fitna happened, there is only one ruler at a time. Meaning after the death of one ruler, then another ruler era. And after his death, the third ruler era. So they have the upper hand. Because they were supported and endorsed by the government and by the Dawla. So they used to say it openly. Quran is created. They're not afraid of anyone. Rather, they put people to jail. They tortured others who stood firm upon the aqidah of the Salaf. And others, they've been killed. Some they were tortured, some they were put in jail, and some of the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah, they were killed even. Al-Iyadu Billah. فلما ذهبت دولتهم في عهد المتوكل رحمه الله وجزاه الله خيرا لجأوا إلى الطرق الملتوية. الله أكبر. SubhanAllah, Shaykh Rabi', Allah gave him this tawfiq, walhamdulillah, that he expose the games and the plots and the treachery and the wickedness and of people of desires. He says, but once their power faded, because Al-Mutawakkil, the fourth ruler, after those three rulers, came Al-Mutawakkil. And Al-Mutawakkil, he was upon the aqidah of the Salaf. Rahimahullah, he says, and wajazahu Allahu khayran, may Allah reward him, because he has given the sunnah again, flourish in his time. And the madhab of Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah and the aqidah of the Salaf flourish in his time. So what happened to this Jahmiyyah, who now their power faded away and they lost the power? This Amir or this Khalifa al-Mutawakkil, he's not with them, but he's against them, he's chasing them away. Can they say Quran is created openly? No. But they still have the same belief. Okay? So what they do? The Sheikh says, they use tricky ways, twisted ways. Huh? Not the path that is straight, that Allah tells us, no, that is twisted. They always, the Ahlul Bidah, they just follow twisted ways. لما لم يستطع أحدهم أن يجاهر ويقول إن القرآن مخلوق صار يقول لفظي بالقرآن مخلوق ويريد بأن القرآن بلفظه هذا مخلوق ليتوصل إلى القول بأن القرآن مخلوق. So when Al-Mutawakkil came and he chased away these people, they have no power whatsoever, and they couldn't anymore openly say that the Quran is created, so they use these tricks and these twisted ways that Ahlul Bid'ah and the people of desire, they're known with that, because the haqq is clear. I have to go around the bush. The door is open. I don't have to jump the fence. I have to go and break a window. The door is open. Why you want to break a window for? Why are we going to go in the back door? But that's what Ahlul Bid'ah, they do, because they don't want the haqq. They go against it. He said, what they, since they couldn't say anymore Quran is created, they got to come up with another way to say that the recitation of the Quran is created. The recitation of the Quran is created, and they mean by that, that what they recite is created. And what they recite? Quran. The Quran. They mean with that, that what they recite, not the sound, no, what they recite is created, meaning that the Quran is created, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. قال فمن قال هذا فهو جهمي وإن التوى وتستر واستخدم التقية والأسلوب الماكر فهو جهمي ولا ينفعه هذا التستر وإلا لماذا يقول لفظي بالقرآن مخلوق وهو يجب عليه أن يقول القرآن كلام الله ما الداعي إلى أن يحدث ويقول لفظي أو غير لفظي. So the Sheikh Hafidah Allah Ta'ala, Shaykh Rabi'i says, whoever says that his recitation with the Quran is created is upon the way of the Jahmiyyah. He's a Jahmi. Why following this twisted path, he says? Why a person will follow this twisted path? This wicked way? That the Jahmiyyah mentioned. This way would not benefit them. They're going to be exposed. Why they say that the recitation of the Quran is created, while it is incumbent upon them to say that the Quran is the word of Allah? There is nothing there for them to support their statements and the path they chose for themselves. They shouldn't even come up with this thing, lafzi, ghair lafzi, recitation is created and the like. قال إذا كان منتسبا إلى السنة فليقول القرآن كلام الله غير مخلوق وإن كان جهميا فليصرح ويقول القرآن مخلوق وله حكمه بعد ذلك. He said, if a person is upon the aqidah of a salaf, Ahlul Sunnah, he should say that the Quran is the word of Allah, not created. And if he's upon the Jahmiyyah way, Jahmi, let him be brave and say Quran is created. Why going through these twisted ways? Just say. If they are upon the other aqidah of Jahmis, let them say it. Ahlul Sunnah, they say, look, Quran is the word of Allah. It is not created. Okay, that person who choose the aqidah of Jahmiyyah, let him say Quran is created. So why you twisted recitation of the Quran, this and that, and confuse the people? قال الشيخ فكثير من أهل البدع يتسترون بهذه الأساليب. Sheikh says, now pay attention to this. The Sheikh says, many people of innovation, they hide behind these styles and this asalib, these tricky ways they invent for themselves. People of bid'ah, innovations. يقول لك أنا سلفي. You find a person, he says, yes, he's a Salafi. They say to you, ah, mashallah, yes, Salafiyah, upon the manhaj of the Salaf. ولكن عنده منهج آخر. But actually he's on another manhaj. Now they tell you, yeah, he's a Salafi, meaning he's upon da'wah Salafiyah and this and that, so that the people can, mashallah, be comfortable with that person and allow him to speak and to give a khutbah in their masajid and to but this is not how we work. But this person, he has another manhaj of ikhwan or of another manhaj. ولكن يأتي بالعبارات المموهة ليوهم الناس أنه سلفي وهو خلفي في الحقيقة. The Sheikh said, this person, you find him is upon another manhaj. Manhaj of al-ikhwan, for example. Manhaj of this, manhaj of that. But then he says to the people that he's Salafi. He's Salafi, so when they say Salafi, they open the door for him. You see? Open the door for him. And this one is more dangerous, the Sheikh is going to mention later on. They bring these twisted ways. They play games. And they're going to hurt themselves by those games.
What's that thing? Is it smell for a smell?
No, there's like some strong smell in here. Man. Huh?
The Rahman?
No. It's giving me sinuses right now. So the Sheikh, he says, you find a person who's upon the manhaj of Ahlul Bidah, Ahlul Ahwa, the people of desires, people of innovations, could be Ikhwani, Tablighi, Sufi, Takfiri, Khariji, and the like, but they say he presents himself as a Salafi because he's in a Salafi community. See? If he comes to an area where there is Salafis, he ain't going to come to them and say he's Ikhwani. Because they're going to tell him, look, man, we don't want this stuff in here. That foolishness. No, he's not going to come and tell them he's a Sufi, can I give a khutbah? They're like, man, sit down and learn. You see? But now he's going to say he's a Salafi and promote it. Salafi, Yama, Salafi, Sheikh Fulan, mention the Adillah. But in reality, he's a Hizbi. In reality, he's a Hizbi. And he's Khalafi, he's not Salafi, he's upon the way of the Khalaf. وكل خير في اتباع من سلف وكل شر في ابتداع من خلف. قال الشيخ فأكثر أهل البدع يقولون إنهم أهل السنة. نعم. وعندهم بدع وضلالات ويتسترون بعبارات وتصرفات ومواقف، لكن عند التمحيص والوقوف على حقائق الأشياء يتبين أنهم أهل الأهواء وأهل ضلال. The Sheikh says, most of the people of innovation, they say that they are the people of Sunnah. They don't say to you they are upon innovation. They all say they are upon the Sunnah. But in reality, they have innovations with them. They misguided. They astray from the way of the Salaf. They hide the reality behind some slogans that they say, some statements, some actions that they do amongst the people, some decisions, but they are exposed after all. Allah exposed them. The Shaykh says, when you go deeply into who they are, and you will find, after checking their statements thoroughly, and who they are, and who they hang with, and this and that, you will make clear to you, they are a people of desires, and people of misguidance. They are misguided people. No, it happens. Sometimes people say, oh, Salafi, Salafi, those who don't know, they bring him to his masjid and introduce him, and then the people like him, especially if he's so eloquent and this and that, and before you know it, he's Ikhwani. How that happen? How that happen? Because of their trickery. That's why you ask the ulama, don't just allow somebody who to come here and speak just because he said he's a Salafi. Just because they say Salafi. Now who know you, Akhi? Oh yeah, the people, they know me in my state. We're not talking about the people in your state. When we say, who know you from the ulama? Who know you from the ulama? The people of knowledge. At least one of our noble mashayikh know you, who you are. He can even prove that one of the mashayikh know him. Sometimes worse than that. The du'at, Salafiyun in America don't know him. So how he's a Salafi? Oh, 20 years calling to Salafiyya. Never. Nobody from the du'at al-Salafi know you, ya akhi. Nobody from the ulama know him. And I share with you something that happened to tell you that we have to be vigilant. Like 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago, two brothers, I think they may be good people, they came to me from another city here in Georgia. And they don't come here very often. They don't really want to. Maybe I saw them once or twice. They say, Alhamdulillah, we love this masjid, Masjid Tawheed, and this, mashallah, because you're upon the way of the Salaf and the Sunnah. Then he says, well, we have these Salafi famous da'is coming in the area. Can he, inshallah, your masjid is big and a lot of people, we want him to benefit them. You think it's okay with you? I said, hey, that's what we're looking for the benefit, somebody to come and benefit the people. But who is this guy first? We know if he can bring any benefit in here. Mm-hmm. He says, yeah, this guy is amazing. See, they don't tell you the name. He's like this, he's a good brother, he's being a da'wah. I said, what's his name? He says, Ibrahim Zaidan. Mm-hmm. So his name is Ibrahim Zaidan. Mm-hmm. I said, okay, mashallah, let me do my homework. Because you don't just present somebody here. Because he didn't tell me Hassan al-Somali, you know what I'm saying? He didn't tell me Hassan al-Somali or Farid Abdullah or Musa Richardson, for example. You know, just for example, we're not limited the brothers to, you know, we're not here to mention all the Salafi du'at. Listen, he didn't mention Somali or Farid Abdullah or, you know, Musa Richardson, for example, or the like. He didn't mention that. If it's like that, we say, oh yeah, Farid Abdullah is here. MashaAllah, I'll go to him and invite him, me personally. He says, Ibrahim Zaidan. Okay, I'll let you know. I make phone calls, find that this man, he was the imam of the biggest Hizbi Ikhwani Masjid in Chicago, the MCC. And this man's YouTubes with the Deen Show. Look at the Deen Show, that Hizbi ignorant of the deen who promotes all of them. Zakir Naik and Jafar Idris, Siraj Wahaj and Yusuf Estes and Yusuf Useless and whatever names are. All of them, you know, all of these people. And this man is all over that deen show. Okay? And on top of that, I called some brother Salafis in Chicago and in Ohio. And they affirmed to me that this man, he was asked questions about his main sheikh in Egypt. I forget his name, Ismail Muqaddam or something, and he is Takfiri, Khariji. And they told him, this man is the Khariji. If you are Salafi, as you claim, why are you still? He says, look, he's like a father to him. He cannot, let him go. And also our brother told me that they asked him a question once about what's going on, these demonstrations that were taking over in the Muslim countries. Are they any good? He says, yes, they will bring a lot of good. It's ikhwani. But then they use this umbrella of Salafiyah. So I called the guy because the other guy told me, okay, if I find anything, call me. So I call me, I'll answer the phone. But people like that, not just anybody who comes to these Salafis, say we open the door for him and give him the mic and a chair and a khutbah. No, it doesn't work like that. Who are you, Akhi? Especially in our modern times. Because some people, if you open the door for them, they will destroy everything. If you close the door, they're going to try only from outside. They try from outside. But if you let them in, that's a big problem. That's why it's very important to leave matters to those people who are, Allah put them in positions to know things. If you don't know, say, I don't know. Some people, akhi, they just follow their emotions. No, I don't see nothing wrong with him. I listen to his tapes, akhi, to his YouTube. That's brilliant. Yeah, you don't know. What do you mean talking brilliant? You don't know. Same way, a person, you see him, he's praying next to you, whatever, alhamdulillah, but he has a disease killing him inside. You don't know. He still talk, he still walk, he still drink, but there is a disease, internal sickness and illness killing him. Who knows that? Huh? The doctor. When he go to the doctor, he's like, man, you're in, no way, nothing happened, eh? No blood, nothing. It's inside, brother. So that's why the ulama, see, this wicked people, they display Salafiyah, but inside of them, they have nothing but filth. Who knows that? The ulama and the students of knowledge who they know these individuals. But somebody just met somebody, I don't know where, he's good, akhi, wallahi. In one lecture, he mentioned 65 hadith, and I don't know how many statements. He mentioned Sheikh Rabia. Yeah, so what? No, doesn't intercede for them. Unless you know who they are, who they hang with. It's not like today he's giving a talk in here, and tomorrow he's giving it with the Sufis, and tomorrow with the Ikhwanis. No, it's not done like that. Naam. Naam. So the Sheikh Rabi' Hafidhahu Ta'ala, we learn a lot from his statements. If we pay attention to them, he says, you find people, they display Salafiyah, but then, yes, through some statements, some actions, some decisions, okay? But then, later on, after examination, thorough examination, you will find that the reality of those people, that they are people of desires, of innovation, and they misguided. وَالدَّعَاوَ إِن لَمْ تُقِيمُوا عَلَيْهَا بَيِّنَاتٍ فَأَبْنَاؤُهَا أَدْعِيَاءُ, as one of the poets says, claims. If they are not supported by proofs, they just stay claims. They don't go nowhere. Everybody can claim they are this and this. Somebody can claim he owned that truck outside there. Railroad, the nice truck on the outside. He's telling the people, it's my truck. Some people don't know him. Like, oh, that's a nice truck. He must run good. Start asking him a question. He's just talking to them. But then another person is getting into the car who has the keys. And the paperwork and stuff. And people, they can claim all they want, but prove it. So anybody who claims Salafiyah, and he's calling it Salafiyah, it's proven through their actions, through their statements and the like. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله هم يقولون إنهم من أهل السنة. Now he says, certain people they say, those who they say the Qur'an, the recitation of the Qur'an is created, they say they are from people of Sunnah. They are from the people of Sunnah. So he says, إِن كَانُوا صَادِقِينَ أَنَّهُ مِنْ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ فَلْيَقُولُوا الْقُرْآنِ كَلَامُ اللَّهِ وَلْيُكَفِّرُوا مَنْ يَقُولُ الْقُرْآنُ مَخْلُوقٌ مِثْلَ مَا كَفَّرَهُمْ أَهْلُ السُّنَّةِ وَلَا يَلُفُّوا وَيُدُورُوا وَيَقُولُوا لَفْظِ بِالْقُرْآنِ مَخْلُوقٌ. The Shaykh said, those who they say that the Qur'an, with the recitation of the Qur'an is created, and they say they are from people of Sunnah. The Sheikh said, if they are truthful in their claim when they say they are from the people of Sunnah, let them say that the Quran is the speech of Allah not created. Let them take the same stand that Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah they take against those who say that the Quran is created, that they are unbelievers. He says, why taking these twisted ways? He says, you are upon the Aqeedah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, still take these twisted ways, go around the bush as we say in our terms, and you say the recitation of the Quran is created. Wallahi, akhwan, this is not just for these people of Jahmiyyah. We've seen this, especially us that Allah has put us in this position. We encounter certain people who they say they Salafi, Salafiyya, and then when we come to talk to them about certain things, some statements they make, and they like, we tell them, okay, say it Qutb. Is he upon the Haqq? Oh, they don't even say. Is he Ikhwani? Isn't he the head of the Ikhwan? Isn't all of these problems come from his books? They don't want to say that. They don't want to say that. And they say, now they are upon the way of the Salaf. What Salaf are you? What way are you talking about? This man caused most, as Shaykh Rabi' Hafiz Ta'ala and the Mashayikh, they said, most of the problems that the Muslims have in these days is from his books. From his work, this man, Sayyid Qutb. Still you find someone who says he's Salafi, promoting Salafiyya. He's upon the way of Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah, the manhaj of the Salaf. And when he comes to Sayyid Qutb, he don't want to say anything about him. Why he died. See? Tricks. Yeah, if you're Ikhwani, say it. If that person is the Ikhwani, then you say, look, man, we don't look at Sayyid Qutb like that. Sayyid Qutb is a good man. He's the Shaykh al-Islam for who? For you, the Ikhwani. And the Sororis and the Qutbis. Some they say that, but few. Some they say, look, straight out. They come as the Shaykh says, say it. You Jahmi, say you're Jahmi. Your Ikhwani, say it. No, they don't say it. They say they Salafis. Why? Because it's easy for them to get in. And once they get in, they can destroy. Because somebody who is already inside is not like someone who's waiting to get in. You know what I'm talking about? He's already inside. And it's very important for us to understand. Sometimes a person, he says he's upon the way of the Salaf. But when Jama'at al-Tabligh are mentioned, he has nothing to say. Well, they are our brothers. You know, why we talk about people? Yeah, let them go. Why? We're not talking about them because they are from this country or the other. We're not concerned with their scholars. We're talking about their minhaj, their aqeedah. Na'am, their aqeedah. And the manhaj, and they're causing so many Muslims to go astray. So now you have nothing to say about that? So what is your Salafiyya? What is your Salafiyya? When you say Salafiyya, Jama'at Tabligh. Oh, they're just our brothers, mashallah, may Allah guide them, oh, we all make mistakes. Many examples. People say, oh, they Salafi, Salafi, Salafi. Okay. Ali Hassan al-Halabi. Oh yeah, he's a sheikh. He's one of the main students of Sheikh al-Albani. Did we ask you this question 10 years ago? Now what? Talking about now, 2013 and 2014. Oh yeah, he used to come to America, we benefited. Was that the question? That wasn't the question. Now, where is it? Do you? If you don't know, say, hey, what's up with Ali Hassan? What happened? What? Oh, you don't know what the... No, I don't. Please tell me. Hey, I don't have to tell you. Here is, read. Here is a book. Mashayikh, what they said about this man. Mashayikh of Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah. The same thing. Yahya al-Hajuri in Damaj. Naam. Okay, what about him? You don't know? Okay, read. Read the kalam of the ulama about him. All the mashayikh in Yemen. Read. Yeah, sometimes you mention some names and you'll be surprised. People, they'll be like, what? No, but the ulama, they use adilla. The ulama, they don't target people because who they are or their names or their countries. No. So this is the deen of Allah. Somebody who has mistakes. But now look at the issue. Sometimes people, they make mistakes And when their mistakes are made clear to them, they're like, Alhamdulillah, Jazakallah khair, Nakhi Aydin, MashaAllah, Barakallahu Fik. But other people, look, Ahlul Bidah, they use tricks. They twist. A person who really upon the way of the Salaf, one of being upon the way of the Salaf, that the Haqq is always your target. That's what you want. And you're a human, you're going to make a mistake. And when somebody comes and say, look, you made a mistake in this, you say, where? Show it to me. Jazakallah khair, barakallahu fiqh. You come next day, ikhwan, jazakumullah khair, I made a mistake. Okay? Alhamdulillah, but the haqq is in here and is in here. Whatever I say, may Allah forgive me. Forget about what I said to you the other day. This is the haqq. Take this one now. But those who are really, they just using Salafiyya as an umbrella, they use twisted ways. It's not like that. Prove it if I said, yeah, it's on your tape. Is that my voice? Yeah, subhanAllah. Sometimes even they deny they was in a meeting. They are in a meeting and they forget who was in that meeting. They forget. All these people lie to you. Yeah, let them prove it with the recording. Here is the recording. I don't know if that's my voice. You know, people play games these days and do this. Ya akhi, taqillah fi lisanik. Just all these noble people going to lie on you? Ya subhanAllah. Na'am. That's why the Shaykh says, if someone is upon the belief of Ahlul Sunnah, say it, ya akhi. Say you're upon the way of Ahlul Sunnah. Don't use these ways of Ahlul Bidah. He's saying he's a upon the way of Ahlul Sunnah, but he's saying his recitation of the Quran is created. Who amongst Ahlul Sunnah said this? Now this is not statements of Ahlul Sunnah. This statement is of Jahmiyyah. And since Shaykh Rabi' explained to us when they began to say these things, when they lost power. Okay, when they lost power and they are not supported by the rulers anymore, now they cannot say the Quran is created openly, now they have to find another way. Because they use tricks. Same thing. If a person is talking about the bid'ah in an area, but now, alhamdulillah, find out that there's a lot of people who know the sunnah, he's not going to talk to those people in that way. Now he's going to twist it in a way that only few people know who what he's about. But the layman, they like they still think he's upon the da'wah salafiyya wal iyad billah. قال الإمام إسماعيل بن عبد الرحمن أحمد بن حنبل رحمه الله عرف مكرهم وكيدهم وأنهم يقولون هذا مكرا وتسترا وفرارا من أن يوصموا بأنهم جهمية فيزدريهم الناس ويسقطون في المجتمع إلى آخره فيتسترون بهذه الألفاظ. نعم تفضل يا أخي.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Imam Ismail ibn Abd al-Rahman, he said that Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah, he knows their evil and their plots, their wicked plots and evil plots. And that they say this evil, that their recitation of the Quran is created so that they escape being called Jahmiyya. Because if they say Quran is created, they say the Jahmi. That's a Jahmi. Stay away from that person. He's a Jahmi. Now they find another way. Find another way to say what? Their recitation of the Quran is created. Why? Because they don't want to lose their positions amongst the people. Because once they say the Quran is created, so they will be labeled with the Jahmiyyah. And then they will drop from the eyes of the people, and they will lose whatever they hold into. So they hide behind these statements. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah and the ulama who were with him upon the aqidah of the Salaf, upon the Sunnah, they say, whoever say his recitation with the Quran is created is a Jahmi. See what they say? Because Imam Ahmad, he lived in this fitna. He knew their tricks. These are people that they put him to many trials and fitna, and he went to jail. Now they want to twist the table. They want to turn the table. Now he knows their tricks. He says, so look man, whoever says now, since they lose their power, they couldn't say that the Quran is great anymore. Now they come with this trick, this nasty, filthy trick, which the recitation of the Quran is created. Imam Ahmad says he's a Jahmi as well. See, shut the door for them. Rather, he says, this person is worse than the Jahmiyyah. Sheikh Rabi'i says, why? Why the person who said this, he's even worse than the Jahmi? Why? He says, because he resembled the hypocrites, munafiqeen. He says, because the hypocrite, a hypocrite doesn't openly say he is a hypocrite. He doesn't openly practice his hypocrisy. But they bear witness that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The hypocrite, he prays with the people. He don't believe in the salah. He don't believe in Allah. He don't believe in the messenger of Allah. They hate the messenger of Allah. They hate Islam. But he come and pray with the people. He may even participate in jihad. And he is the worst of the disbelievers. And they are in the lowest level of the hellfire, the hypocrites. The hypocrites, they are worse than the kuffar. And these people who say that the statements, the recitation of the Quran is created, they worse than the Jahmiyyah. They worse than the Jahmis. Why? Because they have the belief of Jahmiyyah that the Quran is created, but they hide this wicked creed. They hide it. The Jahmi said, he says, look, Quran is created. They know it is. This person, he hide in it. By saying, oh, the recitation of the Quran is created. Then the Sheikh said, look at the fitna, how it takes time. Fitna takes time, takes stages and many things. The Sheikh, he says, Sheikh Rabi'i says, then after them came people who they are upon the Sunnah. They say they are upon the way of the Sunnah. But they were the victims of shubah, doubtful matters. What they say, these poor people, the Sheikh, he says, could they pour in knowledge? He says, they say, Quran is Kalamullah, is the word of Allah, and they be silent. That's it. They don't say nothing after that. They don't say, the Sheikh said, they don't say that it's not created, غَيْرُ مَخْلُوق. The Sheikh says, yes, this statement is true, but before this fitna, he says. Before this fitna, now you can say the Quran is the word of Allah. You don't have to say nothing else. Before this fitna, if a person say the Quran, كَلَامُ wa sakat, the Quran is the word of Allah, didn't say not created, it's okay. But after the occurrence of this big fitna, blood been spilled, people been killed, and many things happened. Ahlus Sunnah, they were tortured, and they endured a great hardship, because that the Quran is the speech of Allah, and that the Jahmiyyah, they treat them in a worst way. Now after all that, some people still come and say, no, look man, we can say this or that. Oh, we're going to say Quran is the word of Allah and that's it. He says, no, that's not enough, the Sheikh says. It's not enough. Same with Sheikh Al-Albani. When one person, more than one person, but just we choose one. One person came and debate with him. He says, "Yeah, Sheikh, you the Salafis. Why Salafiyya? Why not just a Muslim? Why? Why the Sahaba, they were Muslims. Why you now Salafiyya, Salafiyya? Why? Why can't you just say you're a Muslim? Huh? It's enough. Aren't you Muslim? It's enough." Sheikh Al-Albani, he said to him, because he's going to explain to everyone according to their understanding. He said to him, "Now all the Muslims are on the same thing?" He said, "Look, man, there is Khawarij, right? Murji'a, Mu'tazila, Jahmiya, Shia, Ikhwani, Asha'ira, Rafida, Sufiya." Then he said to him, "Okay, they all Muslims, they all say they're Muslims. Which one are you? Are you Shi'i?" "Mm-hmm. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, Khariji? Oh, no, no. Takfiri? No, no. Sufi? No, no, no. Mu'tazili? Murji'i?" The man keeps saying no. He said, "Who are you?" He said, "I'm a Muslim." "They're Muslims too. Are you with them?" "No, I'm not with them." "Why you're not with them?" "Oh, because they're on something else." "What is that in something else?" What are you on?" "I'm on the Quran and the Sunnah." "With what understanding?" "Asha'ira? No. Shia? No. Mu'tazila? No. Sufiya? No. Khawarij? Qutbi? Sururis? Khawarij? No. Sahaba?" That's what Salafiyya means. So that's why now you say you're Salafi. Because if you just say you're a Muslim, somebody will say, "He's a Muslim? Yeah, he may be Shi'i Muslim." The other guy is going to come and tell you you're a Khariji Muslim. The other guy say you are a Sufi Muslim. The other person say he's a Takfiri Muslim. He's a Qutbi Ikhwani. But if you say I'm Salafi, they say, "Oh, he's a Salafi." You see? Likewise. You don't just say after all this fitna, you stop and say Quran is the word of Allah. No, because somebody else is going to say, other people are saying is created. So what's you? You're with them? Now you say the Quran is the word of Allah and it is not created. He says, because keep in mind the Jahmiyyah, they say the Quran is the word of Allah. They say? So if you said the Quran is the word of Allah and you be quiet, you agree with Jahmiyyah. How would you agree with these people? Now you say, not created. You disagree with them in the which they is the main core of their aqidah. Because the main core of aqidah is Quran is created. So if you say Quran is the word of Allah, they say the same thing too. But when you say it is not created, now when you really differ with them, and you know differ with them because they're from one country or the other, no, because they are against the belief of the aqidah of the Salaf, the creed of the Salaf, the correct aqidah. Because them, they say Kalamullah, but then they go and explain to the people, it's created. How is it created? Kalamullah. Huh? Kalam Allah. Somebody tell them who don't know, he said, "Well, how is this is created?" He says, Baytullah, right? Al-Ka'ba Baytullah or not Baytullah? Is Al-Ka'ba the house of Allah or not? Yes. Ka'ba created or not? Yeah, created. Oh, okay. Naqatullah, the camel of Allah. The camel created or not? He was created. Okay. The Kalamullah. Yeah. So you got it now, right? Thank you. Jazakumullah khair. You see? Says, no. You got to tell the people that you cannot just say Al-Quran Kalamullah. You got to say not created. Because if you don't, the Jahmi is going to say, look, yeah, it's created. How? Baytullah. Didn't Allah say Baytullah like Kalamullah? Huh? Okay. If this is the bait of Allah, and this is the kalam of Allah, this is the house of Allah, is created, and this is the speech of Allah, so you do the math. What is it? Oh, he's like, oh yeah, I got it. See? Now they get him into the belief of Al-Jahmiyyah. He says, now you say the Quran. Look, yes, the house is created. The camel is, but not the speech of Allah. Not. Can't get me into that one. This is the word of Allah, not created. So the Shaykh says, so therefore, for a person to claim he's upon the Sunnah, but then he just say the Quran is the word of Allah and don't want to say it's created, now this is not enough. A person say, look man, the Quran is this word of Allah created? I don't say created, I don't say not created. The Shaykh says, why? Why don't you say? What prevents you? You're a person of Sunnah. If you are upon the sunnah, meaning that you are upon the aqidah of the salaf, what preventing you from saying what the salaf says? Is a imma of the deen, they say Quran is not created, so what preventing you? The Shaykh says, usually when people, they refuse to say that, they hide in something. They hide in something. He says that person, usually he's a Jahmi. Otherwise, why he's hiding this? Why? Why he's not willing to say and to free himself from this very despicable statement that the Jahmi used, that the Quran is created? Why a person would not say it is not created and free himself from this very despicable belief? What prevents him from refuting and rejecting this falsehood, the Shaykh says? He says, yes, keep in mind the asl before this fitna, if it will be enough for a person to say Quran is created, is the word of Allah. Quran is the word of Allah, will be enough. But Ahlul Sunnah, they went through all this trial because of this. Some of them are killed, people put in jail, meaning they were tested about the Quran, is it created or not created? They didn't say to them, is the Quran the word of Allah? That was not the question. The question was, is the word of Allah created or not created? Now he says, Ahlul Sunnah, they say it is not created. Kalamullah is not created. The Jahmiyyah, they say the Quran is created. Then, after that, the Jahmiyyah began, when they lose power, they began to say, Al-Quran, Kalamullah, and they stop right there. So if you stop, how the people will know who is who? You see? But then when they say that, they intend with that it is created, wal-iyadu billah. The Shaykh says, look, Ahlul Bida' wal-Batil, they always create fitan and trials. And with that they fabricate and invent twisted ways, wal-iyadu billah, and they disseminate those twisted ways amongst the people to cause chaos and confusion. So the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, he says this is a very important matter, to adhere to the aqidah of the Salaf and leave off this statement, my recitation of the Quran is created. Leave it. Because the people of innovation, they use it to say that the Quran is created, meaning that which has been recited is created. It is a bid'ah, it is an innovation to say the recitation of the Quran is created. He says, because if you do so, whether you are a Jahmi, whether you are going along the same path of the Jahmiyyah. So the Shaykh says, leave off and leave alone this statement. Don't say, lafzi bil Qur'ani makhluq, my recitation of the Qur'an is created. But rather say, al-Qur'anu kalamullahi ghayru makhluq, the Qur'an is the statement, is the word of Allah and is not created. He says, so therefore this twisted ways is from the ways that is invented by Ahlul Bid'ah, not from Ahlul Sunnah. Ahlul Sunnah, they say Al-Quran is the word of Allah. When this fitna happened, they say, not created. And they say, they don't go. But Ahlul Bid'ah, when they had the power, they were openly saying, the Quran is created. But when they lose the power, they began to say what? The recitation of the Quran is created. And some other time, they just say, the Quran is the word of Allah. They don't say created or not created. But Ahlul Sunnah, they have to adhere to the belief of the Salaf. Because those people, they claim to be upon something, but in reality they are on something else. As the Shaykh, he mentioned those examples of the Hizbis. You find the Hizbi who wants to really get somewhere, but he knows he's not supported. In the area where he is, there is a lot of Salafis upon Da'wah Salafiyyah. What, he's going to introduce himself as what? As the Ikhwani? No, as a Salafi. But Allah will expose him, inshallah. About the people he go to, the people he goes, and he goes with. And he's going to make a mistake one day. And then he will be caught. But as for us, alhamdulillah, we're learning these things so we can apply these principles. So the Shaykh, he says, so it's very important when that to understand also that Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah, alhamdulillah, our noble scholars, we love them because they make things clear to us. Because subhanAllah, it's many communities, you find a person came, he's eloquent, they know how to talk, and he came there as a Salafi and caused a big fitna and chaos. No? Big fitna. They were hiding. And if we give you an example here in America, of those who used to claim 10 years ago, 15, 20 years ago, ask Dawood Adib, he can tell you about them. Mm-hmm. You know? Why I mention him? Because he's been around for years and he knows. They claim Salafiyya in the beginning. Oh, Salafiyya, Salafi, Sheikh Rabi'a. Now where they at? They're up on bid'ah. But after they have crowds with them, supporting them. Some of them, they couldn't even remove them from the masjid anymore. They couldn't. Because for years they were like Salafi, 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 until they get a lot of people in that area supporting them. They fell in love with them the way they are because they don't have knowledge. They don't have these principles. Mm-hmm. Now those few people who they know that this man, after all, he's a bad person. He's not Salafi at all. He's a pan-hizbiya. Let's get him out. He's like, get me out. He tell the people, get him out. And they're the one that they were chased away. That's why very important for us, Ikhwan, we don't just listen to anybody. Don't go and try. Some people, they go and start listening to somebody on YouTube. For months, years listening to this guy. Now you tell them, okay, Yusuf Estes is no good. Akhi, no way. I know him, that's a good brother. Subhanallah, he know he's going to... See, that's the problem. You got to ask about the people before. Don't go and now they have a nice spot, a nice corner in your heart. Now you wanna, when you hear something bad about them, they, according to what you know, you're like, that's impossible. That's my man. Mm-hmm. Principles. Before you listen to anybody, ask who he is. You don't just go to deal with somebody who claimed to be a doctor for years, then you find out that he never studied, nor even have his GED. Now what are you going to say? You still say, I don't know, he was giving me medicine all the time. I lost one eye, and I'm limping, but he's still okay. I think he's a good doctor. Yeah, right. He's not the case. But usually people don't do that. When someone says, I know a good doctor, he's like, oh, yeah, what hospital? No hospital, in his basement. A doctor in his basement. Yes, a good doctor in his basement. And you go to the basement, he got no tools, nothing. He was, I don't know what he was doing. He was changing the oil change. And he's like, oh, you're here for what? Oh, yeah, I got some pain. I got you. Wait a minute. There you go. Ah, bismillah. What are you going to do? Allow him to put his hand on you? For 20 years? I don't think anyone in his right mind would do such thing. YouTube, ya ikhwan, is not a place to learn the deen. It's not a place to learn the deen from those YouTube clicks, especially those where you find 3 million hits, 6 million hits. No. You're going to ask, you're going to learn the deen from its sources, from the ulama. If you cannot go to the ulama, well, at least get their books. Get their books and ask Allah to make it easy for you, to one day, inshallah, be easy for you to sit with the ulama and learn from them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve our Shaykh Rabi' Hafidahullah Ta'ala and the like of his brothers from the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah, who they protect the Sunnah and the Deen of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And may Allah allow us to continue to benefit from them. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam taslimin kathira.